Blog Talk Radio.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo.
Why this nigga talking like he been that?
We know who you really are. You ain't never seen that. You can say I'm on one, I'm out of my mind. I just do not fuck with you, don't got time. Say I keep it player, yeah. Fuck it, man, I hate it, yeah. You must think I'm loco, can't you sense destruction, yeah. I've been on my chill shit, catch my vibe. God, let me tell these niggas, get shit right. Keep it 100K, it's all I ask. You don't, we on your ass. Get a pass, my foot stay on the gas. That blow up gon' get you in trouble. Ain't no need to lie, bitch, save it for your mother.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it?
Pop the clutch, so I'm working. Keep that blow up, we don't want it. Buy a bottle, y'all can pour it. Bought some greenie, y'all can roll it. Yeah, we on it, man. And we know that ain't cute. Nah, I'm used to making moves. We was doing it back in school. Yeah, we on it, man. Femo Nation be the crew. Elevation, levitation, something I've been on since the youth. Yeah, we on it, man. Start calling me the goose, running touchdowns from the shoot. I ain't playing about my loot. People think I'm making scoot. From they shoulder to they boot. Making moves is what I do. 100K and that's the truth. You can't do it like I do. You ain't got it like I do. Hear me out, hear me out. Get that blow up out of you.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Low up, we all know that. Ain't low up, we all know that. Ain't yo.
Close to the season end, man. Hey, when we came back jerking, it's been nothing but phenomenal, man. Dynamic jerking, action packed, all wrapped in one, and some cool laid back stuff, man. Very informative. Make sure y'all stay tuned to the upcoming Cave Talk, man. It's going to get deeper and deeper and deeper. We're going to keep putting the information on you. We're going to keep putting it out there, man, and playing our part to speak on these things and talk about these things, man, and help reach one, teach one. Hey, everybody getting stronger. Everybody knowledge and mental need to get stronger, man, on some kind of level. And the more, you know what I mean, you know about certain things in history, you'll know the truth. More things you know about business, because we got some certain things about business, man. We got some business owners and some people out there in the business world that's going to come on, man, and break us down some knowledge, man, and teach us some things about how to do some things in business, real estate, certain things. So stay tuned, man. Chop on the radio, baby. We got some big things going, man. Shout out to the Famo Nation, man. Y'all already know how we rocking, man. 100K. All day or no way, you dig. And shouts out to everybody, man, that's been sending in their music. Everybody that's, and also the ones that's been sending in their drops, man. Make sure y'all get your drops in. If you got an old drop in at the show, hey, that's cool. It might still get played, but you know what I mean? You can, you know, re-hit it or do a new one and boom, send it in. If you haven't got your drop, please send your drop in, man. Email it to us at choponitradio@gmail.com. Choponitradio@gmail.com. And put voice drop, you know what I mean, radio drop, attention radio drop, you know what I mean. You want to email your music, MP3 away format, attention music placement, interview session, advertising promotion, baby. And we'll get you locked in right here, man, on the only Crown Jerking show on the internet, you dig. So if you want to call in and talk to the host, man, all you got to do is dial 319-527-6057. That's 319-527-6057. You dig? So, man, we're going to play this new one from Night Train the Brand featuring Lane Boys. Man, we're going to do this. Night Train the Brand and Lane Boys featuring Learn Something. And when we come back, man, we're going to dive off into the show, baby. Let's rock.
Yeah. My prices just went up after this.
Yeah, I'm going to come back. Know that already. We in this bitch doing shit they never done. Coco Red on the feet. You heard me?
I don't give a damn what a pussy nigga do. I cuff a bear on it till her ass turn blue. I been getting money, boy, that shit ain't nothing new. I cut your ass off like, bitch, who are you? Rihanna keep playing, I'ma give her this bitch. I ain't going up, deposit that check. So 100K, I'm the hottest in the D. I just let the nigga make it, cause the niggas ain't me. Been turning down deals since that year 03. Now DC Swain on the dick like 03. Night Train the Brand, boy, I gotta charge a fee. I'm the one that paying for it, but I keep it low-key. Stop the mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a bitch like Keisha on belly. It must be damn, show ain't jelly. You Lord than a bitch like Keisha on jelly. Stop
the mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a beast like Keisha all belly. You must be damn, show ain't jelly. Lord than a beast like Keisha all jelly. Drop a clean.
She a bad little mama and I like this shit. Black car, Coco Red when it's matching fit. He can tell that I go do it like no other you did. Was silly, mention the kid, all the things that we did. I'm a fool, she know that I be making this topic once I drop it. These niggas hating, but they know I get popping. I got some moves, check out the shoes, I'm doing my thing. Even though that I'm in the game, you better not mention my name. I fuck with trainers, nothing ever changes. I be in my lane, don't give a fuck what they thinkin'. Syrup in my cup, got me still drinking. Fuck around, I give your ass
a little mama ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know everything cost a fee. Must be damn, show ain't jelly.
Lord than a bitch like Keisha, I'm belly. You must be damn. Joe ain't jelly. You lower than a bitch like Keisha, I'm jelly.
Stop your mama queen. Ain't a nigga in the world like me. Been getting money 7 days of the week. When a broke bitch call, I just let that whole ring. Let them all know we ain't cost a fee. Must be damn. Joe ain't jelly. Lower than a bitch like Keisha, I'm belly. You must be damn. Joe ain't jelly. You lower than a bitch like Keisha, I'm jelly. Stop a plan with me.
It's a mighty, mighty situation. Now you trying to bring brain game by all the good boys. Say, man, we here winning just like that. You know I gotta tune in to chop on it, man. Yeah. Hey, soldier, take them out, man. We here winning just like that. Mighty, mighty situation.
Stay with me, we can do our thing and have sex games. I don't care who knows about us, making family friends about us. I don't care the places, proud of sex games. Baby, won't you stay with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex games.
Yeah, hold up.
Sex games.
Come on, baby, let me talk to you. Hold up. You the type of woman who deserve better. Take you to the crib, I can love letter. Take off your clothes, then you take mine. Yeah. Now you can really shine. Let your skin bake out in Temple, Arizona. Your nigga, he a goner. Cause I'm the one you wanna. Hold up. What's the game you playing? It's called loving me. Cause I'm your man. Hold up. Yeah. Do it 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, girl, you gotta let your heart go. Yeah, it belong to me. That's what we playing, girl. It's called you and me. Fish game, put you on the countertop. Then I break you off like you know it's hot. Yeah, night train friend, girl, I'm here for you. Let me lay you down, because you need your love. Yeah.
Baby, won't you play with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex games. I don't care who knows about it. We can family feud about it. I don't care if the place is proud of sex games. Baby, won't you play with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex games. Sex games.
Tattoo,
you a sexy mama, whoa. Please tell me, baby, how far can I go? If you really let me, I'll penetrate deep. Really, really deep. Put your ass to sleep. Hold up, yeah. Then I wake you up in bed. Oh, then I give you super head, yeah. Then I feed you breakfast, baby. Then I wake you up again. Give your ass that super deep. Now you loving me. Girl, I'm loving you. We so messy, babe. Sex game, however you want. Sex game, do whatever you want.
Sex game. Baby, won't you stay with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex game. I don't care who knows about it. We can family feud about it. I don't care if the place is proud of sex games. Baby, won't you play with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex games. Sex games.
diva with a station like Aaliyah. A body like a goddess and a booty like a stripper. Nobody fucking with her hands down. I'm gon' call, tell her that I need her. We can get drunk, smoke weed, let's meet up. Anything you want, girl, I'm just trying to please ya. I just wanna tease ya. Down low, make you get high. I know all of your spots, and I won't stop. She screaming, don't stop, so I don't stop. She like it rough. I can do it again. They gotta ask, you know I want some. She's the baddest that I ever seen, straight out of magazine. And she know, she know, she know. She's the party, she brings life to me. Something I can't believe. And she know. The way you feel when you're next to me, I like your hands, how they keep touching me. I like your body on top of me, baby. I like how you fulfill my every fantasy.
Baby, call me on both phones.
Both phones.
Jones and in the phone.
Uh-huh.
Need me to come on through and make that body brand new. I told her I'll pull up. I'm coming in the truck the way you touch on me. I had you stuck for weeks and I swear. Can't nobody do that. Rubbing on my ears, yeah, she trying to get max. Legs in the air, all I hear is go pack. And she a dime. So she said lay back, I gave the word. She start running her laps. Front to back on pack, her body amazing. She dropped down deep and then went crazy. Looked up at me, I seen a priceless painting. I swear, your vibe had me zoned in. Conversation golden, smart and you go in. A1 at that, she always speaking facts. I'm Mr. Body Surgeon, so she hit me when it hurts.
She's the baddest that I ever seen. She knows, she knows, she knows. She's the party, she brings life to me. Something I can't believe. And she knows, she knows. And I like the way you feel when you're next to me. I like your hands, how they keep touching me. Your body on top of me,
baby.
I like how you fulfill my every fantasy.
Been down.
But a fight for a whip, just mind your business. God is my witness. If I start shit, I'm fixed. In between me and my money. Yeah, yeah, that's the problem.
Yo, that thing right there, jerking, man. That's that fire new track, man, from YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive, man, that Know This, man. Make sure y'all go stream that thing on your major streaming platforms, man. That's that YL Dallas, Know This, man. That thing right there. Hey, well, he Femo dropped that right there, man. Hey, that should be, hey, Femo be dropping heat, man. You feel me? A lot of people be sleeping on it, but, you know what I mean? It's different ways to reach different folks, man, and different people, man. And every day, man, I know Femo works his, when he does his thing when it comes to this music, man, he put his all in it, you know what I mean? And it's going to pay off in a major way, man. You did, because we're getting ready to be on y'all helmets here real, real soon, man. So definitely make sure y'all go check out YL Dallas. And without further ado, man, let's bring YL Dallas, Mr. Exclusive, give Mr. Femo on here, man, and let him tell y'all where to go check him out as well. Anyway, Femo, what's good, man?
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, you got the best hand, Femo. I was just telling them about your song, Notice, man. Go ahead and let them know, man, where they need to go, man, so they can go check that song and your other songs out as well.
Oh, man, you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, you know, Amazon. You can really go anywhere music is provided. And all you got to do is look up Know This, YL Dallas. It should pop up. And you can just look up YL Dallas, and you'll find a whole bunch of other shit.
Straight like that. Hey, you can't lay it out no better, man. So, dig this, man. You know, it's been a lot of things been going on, man, and just a lot of, it's been a lot of moves, a lot of boxing matches, a lot of different things going on. You feel me? Don't you feel like when it comes to the boxing, and I know you keep up with a little bit of FMO, so I ain't gonna go to a deep one, but do you feel like what's going on with Tyson Fury? Do you feel like, man, he pulled the whole COVID card? Because he wasn't prepared. I ain't going to go far to say he was scared to fight the man. But do you think he pulled out, not because he, because clearly he didn't never had a COVID. You think he pulled out because he maybe seen Deontay Wilder and he wasn't prepared for that? When it comes to the Fury, Tyson Fury versus Wilder.
Now, first thing I'm going to say is this is news to me. I didn't know he pulled out. But
what happened was it came 2 weeks to the fight. They were supposed to be fighting, right? 2 weeks to the fight, Tyson Fury come out and say, whether they camp came out and said that he had caught the new strain of the COVID and his team members, and it was an outbreak. That's what they came out and said at first. It was an outbreak. Then they start spotting the players at the Conor McGregor fight and Tyson Fury and them out in public, working, the other team members working out, no mask. So you know how media is, man. They start eating that shit up. So they had to come back out, retract their story, and was like, well, you know what I mean? It wasn't an outbreak, only his, you know, basically the people that he was around. Some of them came out and said, man, hey, we ain't never had the COVID shit. You know what I mean? So Tyson Fury supposedly, you know, it's a big, you know, pile of boo. That's what shit is. Big pile of shit, man.
Well, first off, I'm going to say, if I'm old now, if it comes out and this motherfucker was lying, he got to vacate that belt.
That's what I feel.
He got to vacate that belt. And at that point, you might as well say Joshua and Wilder can fight for it.
But watch this. This is the thing people don't like to admit in boxing. Fury ain't gonna get. I don't think Fury gonna get penalized. I don't think nothing's gonna happen to Fury between now and the time they do fight. If he do show up to fight, I don't think they're gonna do nothing to him. But reverse it and let it would have been Andy Ruiz or let it be Wilder, it'd have been a whole lot different. Because, hell, they already done proved that. That ain't going off of opinion. That's going off based off their prior actions. And if you notice, with Deontay Wilder, they will crucify him on the media. And when he lost, and even before he lost, they'll say certain things. He could, but with Fury pulling this shit that he pulled, and I'm like, you, it's a simple way to prove this. Just had him show the paperwork, because, you know, they went to court for the third fight. So have him show the paperwork where he did test positive at that time. If he can't provide that proof to the attorney, to the judge, or whoever he needs, you know, the boxing commissioner, whatever it is, I'm like, you, man, you got to get that belt up. But that's not what they want. I'm going to say it now. That ain't what they want. What they want is, this is the overall goal. The overall goal is to get Anthony Joshua. This is what the goal was, to get Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury in the same ring and fight for all the belts. That way, whoever wins, no matter if Fury wins or no matter if AJ wins, look at who now has the top heavyweight champion, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. What country now has that? And when's the last time they had that was Lennox Lewis. So everybody thinking crazy, but they want their country to have that champion again. They tired of seeing us. They want that damn right. But go ahead, Samo. That's just my take.
Yeah, it makes sense, too. You know, everything you said makes sense. But at the same time, it's like all I can think about, if they don't penalize this man, which, like you said, they probably won't, they're probably just going to postpone the fight. Okay, at this point,
yeah,
they done went to court. So it's court ordered.
Yeah.
Now, you can fuck around and keep changing the date, but I don't believe he can pull out with no consequences.
Right, right. I see what you're saying.
You know, maybe if they didn't go to court and, you know, he was still running, maybe something can shake. But at this point, they're forcing him to fight. Now it really feels like he's running.
But, you know, he's never defended his title. He's never been. Every time he gets in that position, a lot of new Tyson Fury fans, you know, they don't really be speaking on that. But every time he gets in the same position that he's in, you know, in a position like this, he never defends.
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, didn't the last time he vacated the belt?
He didn't defend it. His MO, man. This is what he do.
He just left.
Yeah, it's what he do, man.
He decided to come back.
And every time, the actions that he's showing now, man, is similar actions, and they've been there. But remember, when he beat Wilder, man, when Wilder was talking about, okay, it could have been my costume, or, man, it was the water, or, you know, and the glove gate, you know what I mean? The glove gate, hey, man, we know, I mean, we got eyes our damn self. We the scene where you can see what you can see. So we know that the water, we don't know if that's true, but there's been a lot of boxers like Vander Holyfield, George Foreman, who've already talked about some of this stuff in the past in their careers. They talked about certain things they knew that was going on with certain fighters' water. Feel me? So them is legends. You know, they ain't got no reason to lie. You feel me? They just telling what they know. So they done already said that, yeah, that was something. But they did that way before Wilder. You see what I'm saying? Wilder was who Wilder is, and Fury is who Fury is. They went through that then in their time. So how people jumped on Wilder's head for him and his team saying that. I mean, you got to think about it. Something in your body making you feel something different. Hey, you going to start, your mind going to be like, okay, what could it have been? All right, maybe it was my suit. Maybe my suit was too heavy, and that's what dragged me down. Damn, no, that ain't it. Shit, what? You know what I mean? Maybe said, man, he already knew it. Something was wrong with the glove. But something on the inside, shit, you can't pinpoint this shit because it ain't like you did it to yourself.
I see, I'm going to tell you the problem. The problem is with how confident Wilder is, all that shit, even if it may be true, it sounds like excuses.
Yeah.
Especially when it's the first thing you say after the L.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This wasn't... True. Later on, like, soon as he lost, he's like, my costume's too heavy. Nigga, you've been wearing costumes this whole, your whole career.
Right,
you've been wearing costumes this whole time. Now, all of a sudden, your costume too heavy.
Yeah, straight up.
At that point, that's why Wilder got treated the way he got treated after that L.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't motherfuckers really just turning on him. What it is like, nigga, you making us look bad. I'm gonna ride with you, win or loss, but don't blame it on your fucking costume.
Yeah, straight up.
Mike Tyson should come out ready to fight. You the one wearing all these costumes and stuff, so they come with it.
And Mayweather, man, when he first started coming out with you know, going out and above and beyond with his costume and ring walk, Roy Jones Jr., you know what I mean? He used to go above and beyond with his ring walk, man. But nobody ever complained about the costume. You know what I mean? So I'm like you.
I'll tell you this too, Famo. Like Roy Jones and Money Mayweather, When they did extra, it was bedazzled. They just bedazzled their robes and stuff. Might put a crown on or something.
Yeah.
Wilder had on a whole fucking Halloween Comic-Con. You know, he had the full-blown
Black Panther suit.
Yeah.
Large Black Panther suit. Yeah,
I can understand him being uncomfortable and stuff, but at the same time, if you a boxer, that weighs about what? 10 pounds?
Man, at least 10, 15 pounds, at least, probably.
I'm sure he got a weight vest that he runs with that's heavier than that. You a heavyweight boxer.
No,
I can run with a 10-pound vest on. You weren't even running. You was walking.
Was walking to the ring. Yeah.
For 30 seconds. You had that.
Yeah.
Unless he wore it 30 minutes before the fight, like he just in the dressing room in costume way before his time, I don't see how it can affect you for your fight.
See, if I was him, what I would do is I would wear, I'm like you, get you the robes and shit. And you know, hook them up in your shorts and stuff. You feel me? But keep it, you ain't got to go, you can go all out like that. Hell, Roy Jones had one of his coats that he walked out in. He had one of them made like a tuxedo. You remember that? He used to come out in the ring and had that, like, it looked like he had a tuxedo on. You know what I'm saying? So you can do certain things like that. But when you start adding weight, you kind of, you know, I understand that you on TV and you got to make an appearance and you got the money, you can do this. You can have a hell of a light show. Add a couple more fireworks. You know what I mean? I tell you, hey, man, keep that medal from over there when I take pictures. I take pictures in that after I whoop this dude.
I'm gonna tell you what it is, Famo. Now he ain't worried about this 7 or 10 pound suit that he wearing because he's relying on that one punch knockout.
Yeah, at the time you
right. Thinking he finna end it by round two.
Yeah, at the time you right.
That was his MO.
And I think, and I can say this too, man. I think maybe, even though I'm on the side with Fury cheating. That's just me, man. It's too much. I just think he cheated, man. The third time we're gonna see. Now all the light is on the fight. Everybody paying attention to it. All eyes gonna be on. He was on it. Every sporting conduct personnel gonna be glued to it. So it's gonna be a good fight. And I think whoever win that fight, Deontay lose, hey man, you gotta shut up now. Shut up, go retire, or do something different, but or whatever. But you can't say nothing else about Fury. If Fury get beat,
I'm with you on. I think Fury cheated, but it's a stipulation with that. Cause see, right now the only thing I believe he did was do something funny with his gloves.
Right.
But
yeah.
Even with doing that, Wilder still got beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like Wilder, he may have had something in them gloves, but you let him hit you an awful lot.
Yeah, that is. It's true.
That kind of worries me. Cause, yeah, he cheated because he added some power to them punches, but he was tagging your ass.
Yeah. He did get a nice ass whooping. And by him already knowing that they had the third fight in the contract, he wasn't ever tripping about coming back fighting the third one because he already knew, okay, we got a third fight. You see what I'm saying? So, Fury, like I said, remember, peep the agenda out. What they wanted to do, they wanted to blow past this fight and put Fury in the ring with Anthony Joshua. That's why they started running promo. They started running promo and talks about it, and they didn't even have nothing legally. They weren't even legally bound or in position to do it.
Yeah, because they were talking about it like they had it already.
Yeah, they had to push it out there, push that idea out there so that the people could jump on it. See, it's about money, too, first of all. Okay, this professional sports. And you can't talk about professional sports without talking about the money, no matter how, whatever. It's about the money, too. So for them and having it, they was going to have it in Saudi Arabia, right? So it was going to be Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua in Saudi Arabia. No matter if Tyson Fury beat Anthony Joshua up and won all the belts, or Anthony Joshua beat Tyson Fury up and won all the belts, they did it. Now, he's a representation for their country, their people, since Lennox Lewis. And they didn't do it over here in the United States. They did this shit in Saudi Arabia in the arena over there. That's what the plan was. That's how it would have played out.
Oh, yeah. So once Wilder's out the picture, and like you said, it doesn't matter who actually wins.
Right. It don't.
Wilder is going to
win. Yeah.
He's the one thing that can screw it up for everybody.
Yep, he's the one wild card, and see, by him knowing that they already had it on contract, like he was saying, like he did say when he did speak on it, you know what I mean, and went to the courts, and he did what he did, judge seeing it, by law, you got to give him this third fight, so he already knew. See, fearing them, I think they probably thought that they wasn't going, well, they did admit to it in several interviews, the Daddy and Tyson Fury, that they, you know, was looking past Wilder. They didn't want to fight Wilder no more. They was ready to move on. And by moving on, that means go to the fight with AJ. Right? So they said this. Both of them, the father, the daddy said this shit, and Fury said this shit. So they was looking ahead. They had already ex-Wilder out, like, boom, he out the way. He definitely ain't going to want to fight us again for that third fight. Let's hurry up and book this fight and try to push it. Nah. If he come back and beat you and take the belt, take his belt back, then now you out the picture again. Mm-hmm. And I think Fury's not going to be able to handle the Wilder now. A lot of people say it's not going to be a difference. Man, you can train, and you can, that's what people fail to realize. You can get better at things if you work at them. That's in anything. If you work hard and you just keep practicing, you practice, you train, you practice, a lot of it becomes memory, but you can work on different techniques in your fight game, and you will be able to add them different techniques. Hell, that's why people go around and train with different people, because they learn different stuff, and you can adapt that to your
Fury said something that makes sense, though. They're like, yeah, you can do all that training and learn all them new moves, but will he be able to execute that after getting hit? Because if he get hit one good time, let's hope he don't resort back to the old ways and go off of instinct.
Yeah, but so, if he do,
he can walk in the ring a whole new boxer. Something happened. Now he's the same guy he was last fight.
Yeah. But just like he'll snap out of it, he'll snap back into his because he's gonna throw a punch like he normally would or like he used to. That's gonna happen because it's memory. That's gonna happen. But seeing him do things that he's always had the athleticism to do, just didn't have it in his repertoire. To see him do that shit, I think it's going to be a big difference, because everybody talk about how Fury can move, and he can move. But we have yet to see Wilder really move like he needs to move, like he can move, like he's already, he got it in him. He just, and sometimes it just takes the right person to bring it out of you. Mike Tyson, Gus LaMotta, Mike brought the fight, the animal out of Mike. You know what I mean? The right trainer, the right mentor, man, you know, can just do certain things. And if I'm like you, if he can execute that, like in a normal fight getting pinked on, and still stick with his game plan, man, and stay with it, man, he going to go down. The fight between him and if he and beat Fury, the fight between him and AJ is going to be probably one of the highest paid heavyweight boxing matches of all time. I guarantee you, if he beat Fury and he go to fight AJ, man, watch how much money they gonna make off that.
Oh yeah, they gonna make a shitload of money. I'll tell you this much though, we all know that all you gotta do is hit AJ in the temple one good time, this equilibrium gonna be thrown off the rest of the fight.
And see, that's what I'm saying. If you have Wilder in the ring and Fury in the ring, both of them didn't show wobbly tendencies. You know what I'm saying? Both of them get hit with the right shit. You see what I'm saying? So, and now what Fury did to Wilder's head, that's in question. You know what I mean? People trying to make sure that he's going to be able to take a punch and take them punches. So, and these is heavyweights. You know what I mean? Back in the day, man, and me, you know, Femo, I didn't think, and I'm going to be 100K. In the past 2 weeks, I've probably watched and studied over, I'm going to say, probably 70 fights, boxing fights from the past. I'm talking about Roberto Duran, Julio Cesar Chavez, Sugar Ray Leonard, Foreman, you know what I mean? A lot of these different people, a lot of people, man, and other people that really ain't as famous as some of those names, you know what I mean? And the art of boxing, everybody talk about Mayweather and trash him and certain things. But if you really are a fan of boxing and if you really watch a lot of fights, you know what I mean? And I'm just saying this with Mayweather because they do this with Deontay Wilder. I have to, about how he's punching, stuff like that. But it's been a lot of people that fight very differently. And it's always been a chess match of who can go in and display what they can do the best. who can get the most points and who can display what they got to do the best. And a lot of people come in with that just straight up brawler fight. That's all they do is just brawl. You know what I mean? That's just, they just brawl. But now, and you had people who came in and boxed, was boxers, smart, used the ring work. You know what I'm saying? Doing things like that, man. And that's been all throughout the boxing history. So the ring work, the moving around, you know what I mean, dancing around, dodging punches, you know what I mean? It's been a lot of people in boxing history that did that. And it's been a lot of people in boxing history that just came to try to just knock your head off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I love that boxing, man. But what you think with the styles? Let's say with the Fury, say for instance, something happens, Fury get past Wilder, now it's Wilder, I mean it's Fury and AJ. Who you taking? At that point, who you taking?
Well, to be honest, I don't know, because I really don't mess with neither one of them too much.
I know. I know you don't rock with AJ.
I don't like him enough to really know, because now all I picture is AJ getting hit by Ruiz and being messed up.
Yeah.
But I would say if...
Redeemed yourself.
I think AJ might take it, though, just off of age and strength.
Okay. I feel you. Well, man, you know we got Petty Murphy on the line. Before we take this next quick break, let's let him come on, man, give his shout out, man, and then we got a music break we're going to break into.
Yeah.
So, man, Petty Murphy, welcome back to Chop on the Radio, Back to Business 12, man. What's going on with you?
What's going on, fam? Oh, Mr. YL, how you doing? I just heard it your TikTok, man. You be having some of the funniest-ass TikToks, man. You just must be bored at work and shit, man. But to talk about what you guys talked about with Fury and Wilder, number one reason why he moved that damn fight, because he knew Petty Fest was going to be in Las Vegas day three, October the 9th at the Sahara Event Center. So, he's like, oh, Petty Murphy coming to town. Oh, yeah, I need to move this fight. But I'm going to pick COVID, and I'm going to move this fight to October the 9th. But as I talked with you and Night Train the Brand last week, me and Nick Gibbs had something brewing. Remember that, Famo?
Yeah, I remember.
All right. So tonight, Nick Gibbs and I just got done talking. I get to drop the major announcement. Now, my career started in the 316 12 years ago. I left. I blew up. I left. Famo, you know the story. You know the story of Petty Murphy. Hell, you helped build the Petty Murphy brand. On November the 20th, live at Club Vaudeville in El Dorado, Kansas, Petty Murphy will return to the 316 on the I Hate It Here tour. It is going to end where it started at Club Vaudeville, November 20th. But there's a twist. I'm bringing back the crew. Famo, you are invited because you were a part of this. This movement that was started in 2015 changed the entire landscape of Wichita, Kansas. That's why this new wave, it's allowed Nick Gibbs and others to blow up. And we talked about that no blow up. Well, this is an example why. Nick Gibbs will be performing. Kill the Death Records will be performing. King J, Flick Drank, Richie Bibby, well, Richie Beezy on his rap name, ICT Boy, I Am Teasy, your partner Ace Boogie. We want the Famo Nation there also, too. We need the Mist and the Chop on the Radio there. The beautiful Danielle Deander, Mongo K, Chief Louie. We got Sunset Motel, Sachi, and of course, the people's champion, the one and only Petty Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, the movement reunion. It's coming to El Dorado Club Vaudeville, and we are getting ready to drop those tickets real soon this week, so y'all better be on the lookout for that. So that was the major announcement. That was the major announcement. The city of Wichita wanted me to come back, and that area wanted me to come back. I ain't talking about the entertainment scene, because I don't fuck with you motherfuckers. If you don't believe me, you might want to ask DJ You-Know-Who why he pulled out of the Emerald the Emerald Dreams Lab panel. Yeah, I told the motherfuckers Me Too movement's coming with Teddy Murphy. That motherfucker pulled out quicker than George W. Bush in Iraq. All right? He pulled out very goddamn quick because Teddy Murphy keep it 100K. You listen to the episodes, famo. I kept it 100K and put pressure on the ass. Jiggy Jaguar called me and also threw him under the bus, but that's another conversation you and I will have on there. But Wichita, Derby, El Dorado, Andover, Hutchinson, all over. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sick and Twist will be performing also, too, along with Invest Entertainment. We got a whole list of people coming through. We need y'all in Club Vaudeville, November 20th, hosted by the MC Lace, DJ Moz on the ones and twos. Ladies and gentlemen, Teddy Murphy's coming back one night only, and he's going to end his nationwide tour where it all started, in the 316. Because if it wasn't for the 316, there'd be no Teddy Murphy. And if it wasn't for the people, I ain't talking about the entertainment scene. They don't fuck with Teddy Murphy. But now that Teddy Murphy has gone nationwide and worldwide with the Teddy Murphy Project, the debate with Teddy Murphy, Teddy Fest, and everything else, they want to fuck with me. I can tell you now, if you weren't fucking with me back then, you can eat a dick and put some gravy on it. It's going down. November 20th, Club Vaudeville. The Most Hated Productions of Nick Gift presents the Movement Reunion. It's going down in El Dorado. I'm Teddy Murphy, and I approve this message.
Most hated like I'm Teddy. Guess I'm working with something.
Right, Mr. YL. And I do want to say, because I was talking with Famo yesterday about these MO Dream Labs people. They're talking about they never heard of Teddy Murphy. Do y'all know that Mr. YL has me on a track called Bipolar in this verse he just spit? Yes, right. Shout out Teddy Murphy. That's respect, people. Put some respect on my name.
Put some respect on it.
Put some respect on it. But now,
check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take this real quick music break, and when we come back, let's get off into that a little bit more, man, because I got some questions for you too, Famo, man. So, hey, y'all sit back right here on Top On the Radio, man. This is Back to Business 12, baby. We getting it in, man. We got YL Dallas live on the line with us, man. And we got Teddy Murphy himself, man. Y'all already know it's the Mister, baby. You know how we do it. So let's go ahead, man. Big shout out to the Next Level DJ family, man. We're going to get into that Boss Cass with that Trill Wheel, man. It's that balling.
This young nigga fallin'. I can't run the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga fallin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga fallin'.
No cap.
I can't run the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga fallin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'. I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
This young nigga ballin'.
I'm ballin'.
This young nigga ballin'.
I'm ballin'.
Came from the bottom, I got on my shit, now this young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
The fan won't spot, bitch, I'm hitting the room when that money be callin'. I'm really bobbin', I'm blowin' the pressure, that shit got me coughin'.
Air pressure.
Applying the pressure when I'm on the beat, yeah, I do this shit off.
Do it off.
I'm just stackin' this money, perfectin' my car, yeah, this shit gettin' better.
Real shit.
Had to cut off these niggas and cut off these bitches, cause they bein' extra.
Cut them off.
You can't compare to me, we not the same on a whole nother level.
Turn up.
I told myself I can never go broke, so I'm chasing the cheddar.
Run it up.
Every damn day I'm gon' grind for my best, believe I go all in. Shit on you niggas every damn day, young nigga be ballin'.
I'm ballin'.
Every damn day I'm gon' grind for my best, believe I go all in. Shit on you niggas every damn day, young nigga be ballin'.
I'm ballin'.
This young nigga ballin'. I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it. This young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
I came from the trenches, I gotta go get it, this young nigga ballin'.
Okay.
Came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin'.
Long way.
I got these four
cause a young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
This young nigga ballin'.
Young nigga ballin'.
This young nigga ballin'.
No cap.
You can tell that I'm ballin'. Them niggas be ballin'. The suit on my engine. Them niggas be fallin'. I got what they say, but I live in New Orleans. Mama is with me. Them answers be fallin'. Skip the whole line like you know that we ballin'. The way that I'm ballin', I'm summoning Kobe. Sit with the coca like I done cut COVID. I score with the rock like I'm man of Ginobili. Haters be blockin', but left the boy open. And since it's a journey, I cannot lose focus. Them left the lane open. You know that I'm focused. So loud, cause they know what we smoking. Shout out my G's and the homie that's smoking. Shout out the B's on the block and they bleeding. Police behind them ain't stopping, they speeding. We broke in my city, that's the only evil. I see they all struggle, but all for my people. I'm back to the bubble like NBA players. Back to the finals like I am the Lakers. Don't know they part, these niggas is extra. These niggas be fakers, independent, but I move with the majors. The way they balling, man, they shit is contagious. Cause money calling, that's the reason they hate us. These niggas is falling, right on the stages. Shit that I put up, did it in stages. I bought it, young nigga ballin', young money, yeah, you know that we yallin', young money, yeah, you know that we yallin', Bitcoin, Litecoin for the profit, it just got in, and the money, yeah, you know that it's poppin', get some money, cause you know that it's poppin'.
This young nigga ballin', I can't run the trenches, I gotta go get it, this young nigga ballin',
okay,
came a long way, you can look at me now, you can tell that I'm ballin',
no way.
I got these four niggas hatin' on me, cause a young nigga ballin',
no cap.
This young nigga ballin'.
Oh, okay, let go. It's gone though. I'ma bring the D out on this
hoe.
Hey, it's 5 a.m. and I'm still going dumb. Y'all love the wood till my thumbs get numb. I murdered this bitch, I won't told it for fun. Y'all the bullshit talking, bitch, run me my funds. Kick from the back till the bitch go dumb. I'ma clap at your bro if he reach for a gun. I ain't got no time to be playing with a bum. I'ma beat a nigga up just for bumming at the gun. Got Drake, the ARs, niggas that dumb. But you gotta have a gun just to protect your funds. I don't even got a trap, I just do it for fun. Mama told me stay down cause your day go come. A lot of niggas bullshit, but I ain't worried about none. Yeah, shoot up your part, make you run for the X. I ain't hitting some beans, I'm shooting direct. The bitch ain't no flexin' when you come to Texas. We got too much money, we ain't worried about your neck. Trust stay open like 24-7. I'ma keep me some gas like 7-11. I'ma push on the lick if you thinkin' that you rich. Turn the nigga bald head, DMX, all better. Make a nigga get swole like a Penn State set. Mama know I move dope, I just watch how I'm spittin'. Shots are coming, watch the hoes that she young nigga slip with. I ain't fuckin' no hoes, little bitch, I'm still a bitch. Gettin' to the money, that's a bitch, I'm married. If you lookin' for some gas, little bitch, I'm still like night. Just do it, little bitch, I'm check shit. Grew up in the novel, little bitch, I'm stepping. So cool, for my bro, don't wreck it. Got the pack on me if the law's trying to check me. Big burn on me if you nigga talking reckless. 41 shots, no dirt, no wins. I'm smoking on pressure, little bitch, come hit this. I ain't need two, you can put on the hit list. Bad bitch talking, yeah, you know I'm weird with the shit. Talking too much, yeah, my bro gon' hit the bitch.
Hey,
it's 5 a.m. and I'm still going dumb. Y'all up a wood till my thumbs get numb. I'm early, bitch, I won't told it for fun. Show the bullshit talking, bitch, run me my funds. Kick from the back to the bitch, go dumb. I'ma clap at your bro if he reach for his gun. I ain't got no time to be playing with a bum.
Club, always
can't be faking. Keep it about it. Now work that, twerk that, throw that body.
What's popping, man? Y'all already know this is Chop on the Radio, man. Appreciate everybody tuned in. We still got a lot of show to go, man. But right now, man, we're getting ready to get off into this new one, man. Add it to the playlist, man. Gotta say big shouts out to Bands Up Rick, man. Y'all already know, man. Me and bro locked in all the way. This new one here, man, you know, very far track. You know what I mean? And he put it out there. If you've been following him, you might have caught some of it, man, in his videos or some things like that of that nature. You know what I mean? He always working and jerking, putting something up, man. But song, very cool song. Very cool track, man. You know what I mean? Bro, stay on his thing. Bro's style is very different, but bro been pushing for a long time, man. And a lot of times, man, you know, I be getting on a lot of people's helmets, man, because especially around this way. Because, you know what I mean, at the start of the day, before it all, you know what I mean, a lot of work and grinding being put in the game. A lot of people didn't put a lot of sacrifices down, you know what I mean? And I ain't even talking about myself, you know what I mean? Bands Up Rick being one of them, you know what I mean? And it's just like sometimes people forget that certain people did open the door and open things up. But, you know, that's a whole different, you know what I mean, conversation, man. But it is what it is. But it is some real stuff, man. But shouts out to bro, man. Bro been, like I said, he's been doing his thing for a long time. And that new track is definitely fire. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. And then we live. We're going to bring everybody back on the show, man. So this right now, man, Bands Up Rick, first time right here on the playlist, Quarantine 6. Let's get it.
I'm a fucker with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit it from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Fucker with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit her from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Caught a vibe with lil' mama, so I had to give her dope D. Known in the street, so she was scared to approach me. Scat pack, move through my city like a hellcat. Fat cat, give me that wet shit, throw it back. Mask up, plus I got my rubber on. Hot kinda quick, so we ain't under the covers long. You can turn your phone off, I left mine in the car. I'ma double back if you good like you say you are. Ain't playing no game, so I hope you ain't shy about it. Smoked all the gas, but good sex took the high about it. Drilling like I'm post to, we just having fun. This ain't no competitions, girl, I like the one-on-one.
I'm a fucker with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit it from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Fucker with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit her from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? I'ma go and get it, lil' mama know I hustle for it. Always hit my line like, Vans, what you doing tomorrow? I'ma chase the bag, cause ain't no money gon' come to me. Let me meet my quota then, I'ma want some company. Pour a little rosé, smoke a little exotic. Henny, how you like a nympho with that hypnotic? I'ma put it down, you sweating and we gon' breathe hard. Butterfly stomach when you told me to go deep and hard. I'ma push up on you in my new wheel, mask on. I'ma give it to you quick, but this shit gon' last long. I'ma push up on you in my new wheel, mask on. I'ma give it to you quick, but this shit gon' last long. I'ma fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit it from the back, hey, who pussy is this her? Fuck her with my mask on, COVID-19. She coming like a first time, had to make her cream. All in her stomach and whisper in her ear. Then hit her from the back, hey, who pussy is this her?
Took a little time, you still tryna be mine, but baby girl it's not so great. Every single feeling was a lie, thought you was gon' ride, but baby girl that's not your place. See you try to fake a little smile, you held it for a while, but baby girl that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong, now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back. Cause you don't know that half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is half dead. All she do is smoke weed, blowing on her own trees. Doing what she doing, but she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low-key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like the back old me. Then you was a best friend. Going through that drama made you less than. I can't even stress about you no more, cause you stepped for the best. You regret everything that's in your head, man. I don't even understand this, where the hell we stand at. You hit me on the ground like, ayo, sire, where you been at? Funny how you really thought a DM get a text back. Mute you then delete it, it's way better to forget that. No need for no apologies, obviously I forgive that. But all the times you rocking me, shawty cannot be near. Yellow shawty keep on calling me, probably because she missed that. I don't wanna honor me, calling me is a bit rash. Broken hearts and overkill. Baby, I don't know the drill. Numbness I don't overcame. Feelings I don't know that's real. Talented at loving you, but gifted when I'm over here. Saying that you fuck with me, but you ain't in your show for real. You ain't never show how I show out for you. You ain't never go out how I go out for you. I know what you saying when it come out, excuse. Your love is confused, explosion diffused. You cannot take it till you change the rules. Since you cannot change, why don't you change your views? A certain perspective could cause you to lose. Like the chance that I took when I took that on you, baby. Could've been the queen, but you done pushed away the throne. All you really talk about is how I did you wrong. I can still hear the shattered glass broken on the floor. Can't believe that was us, but us is no more. Maybe if we took a little time, you still tryna be mine. But baby girl, it's not so great. Every single feeling was a lie. Thought you was gon' ride, but baby girl, that's not your place. Then you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while. But baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong. Now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet. I ain't running backwards, cause you don't know that half tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like
so
the old
me. Baby, tell me why you do this to me now. I was trying to go and lay you down, pick you up and we be going now, loving all your sounds.
Did you eat my meal like steak, cause I had too much on my plate, or did you really just relate to everything I had to say? This bitch is trying to, I was hoping you were different, I was talking, girl, you listen, shorty, when we got to kissing, damn, I miss it, it's conflicted, did you get it, now I'm stuck here reminiscing about all the times you were missing, and it's hard for me to finish, kinda like a period ending without a sentence, let me show you how my type is, argue for a test to prove you don't know what a wife is, thought you wanna smoke, but damn, she don't know how to light it, and now this bitch my ex, and I know that she don't like it, I'm a pilot, the flyest guy, and I ain't touched the sky yet, wanting me to wait, but she ain't fit into my diet, was finna kill a pussy, wasn't time for her to die yet, like Kane, before love removed the mark, it's the choice, I'm either losing you or I'm losing my heart, and I done got too used to you, I knew that wasn't smart, and I had doubts about you when I knew that from the start, I don't know who you are, but you want to tear my life apart, damn baby, it's gonna be hard, I need a different type of broad,
maybe if we took a little time, you still trying to be mine, but baby girl, it's not so great. Feeling was a lie, thought you was alright, but baby girl, that's not your place. See, you tried to fake a little smile, you held it for a while, but baby girl, that's not your face. The other nigga really did you wrong, now you can't leave me alone, because he did you not so great. I know you hate the fact that I ain't coming back yet, I ain't running back, cause you don't know that half yet. Could've been a good friend, all she do is ask it, all she do is smoke. She doing, but she always do her own thing. Everybody know you, but you told me you was low key. Feeling what I'm feeling, I was tripping over old dreams. Sipping what I'm sipping, trying to feel just like the old me.
Yo, yo. This is P. Dicey of Deeper Entertainment in Jos, Nigeria, and we're listening to Chopinit Radio Network. Yeah!
Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Make we use the instruments to give him praise. Two steps to the rhythm, let's go. Make we vibe to the beat, let's go. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Make we use the instruments to give him praise. Two steps to the rhythm, let's go. Make we fight to the beat, let's go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. We know the fear, we know the disarray. After the night, night comes gyration. We're right here, this is how we go. The Lord is my light and my salvation. We know the fear, we know the disarray. After the dark night comes gyration. We're right here, this is how we go. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty.
So we sing to Jah. We sing aloud. We sing a song so sweet to Jah. We sing a song to the Almighty. Glory Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, 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 oh.
Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty. Steady riding to the rhythm of the beat. We don't stop till we bring that heat. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty Jah. Give thanks and praise to the Almighty.
This is P. Dicey of Deeper Entertainment in Jos, Nigeria, and we're listening to Chop on It Radio Network. Yeah!
Banging this shit, looking at it like, oh, oh, oh. Got ride it on D-Lo, boosting my ego. Breaking down pads, get a mobile like Devo. Double on cash, with a night at the casino. Ditto, ditto.
Take me too many for the real Memphis. I wanna get too many for North Tennessee. Take me too many for the real Memphis. I wanna get too many for North Tennessee.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is OP1 Kenobi, a.k.a. The OP, out here in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I'm tuned in listening to Chop On It Radio, the best blog talk radio in the nation. Y'all better check it out because it's all real stuff, real talk.
Hey, this is Nero the King out in West Michigan, representing Deeper Entertainment. You are listening to Chop On It Radio.
Straight like that, man. Much love and bitch ass out. To our family out there, man, Deeper ENT, man, y'all already know we rocking with you the long way, man. So, man, I got to get YL, man. Femo, what's your thoughts on that? P. Dicey, hold on, man, we got to do it right.
Yo, this is P. Dicey of Deeper Entertainment in Jos, Nigeria, and we're listening to Chopinit Radio Network. Yeah.
Now, Femo, he nailed it, man, he nailed it. Tell me how... P. Dicey can nail it. And folks right here, man, feel like it's not important enough to sit in a drop.
You got to want to do it. You know what I mean? Like some people just, they don't want it as much as others, or they don't feel like it's beneficial or whatever the case is. But I tell you this much, I know he's from Nigeria. So he did the perfect title. Yeah. Drive to let you know. Now, anytime I hear Nigeria, I'm thinking about his ass.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
straight
some
up,
people
man.
Don't think about it, making that type of connection.
Yeah, right. And big shouts out to P. Dicey. Big shouts out to the whole Deeper ENT, man. We rock with them. They've been rocking with us for a while now, man. So it's only right we show them some love. Some big shouts out to them. It's jerky, man. Everybody be asking about music, though. We got music, man. We keep fire for you. Shouts out to the next level DJs, man. Y'all already know. You know what I mean? We doing our thing, man. Y'all got to check us out. Next level DJ Correlation, man. Make sure you go peep. It's a lot of things going on, man. A lot of different people got a lot of things. It's really jerky. And we all got our foot on necks right now in the game, man. So big shouts out to them. Famo YL Dallas, man, y'all make sure y'all go check him out. Go look him up on all streaming sites, man. Go stream that music. We got another song that's getting ready to be dropping on a different platform, man, but we'll update y'all on that, man, as it come. But, man, Famo, you know me, man. You know we got the Cave Talk coming up, and we got a lot of deep topics coming up in the Cave Talk, man. And a lot of cool ones, too. Not so much as tense on edge, but it's just a lot of good topics, man, and on some things that they don't teach you, people don't want to talk about and don't talk about. But it's some things that could have been inspiring if we did know them at the time. And a lot of things. Go ahead.
I was about to say, I'm excited to get it in with it.
Yeah, man. And one of the upcoming topics that we do have is coming to Cave Talk, and it's the Gary Declaration, National Black Political Convention. And that went down in 1972. Right. So, man, you had Jesse Jackson there. Omar Baraka, you had the mayor, Richard Hatcher, and, like I said, Jesse Jackson. It was the National Black Political Convention, Gary, 1972, man. And a lot of people, you know what I mean, that was around that time, of course, they know. And they know about it and what it was and all of that. But a lot of other people my age, you know what I mean, younger, down and down, this is some stuff that people don't like to talk about. So they want us to forget certain things that didn't happen, you know what I mean, in history and, you know what I mean, certain things like that. They trying to get away from, but you can't let it because nobody else's history is being covered up, I mean, or being shunned down, and we got to fight for ours, and it's a lot of history out there, man. So we will be talking about that, man. Also, for you horse lovers out there, man, we are going to be talking about the beautiful Jim Key. And the beautiful Jim Key has a wonderful story behind the beautiful Jim Key, man. A real story and a powerful message. And the message behind it, to me, is also about love with the animals. You know what I mean? Connecting in with the animals, man. So definitely, y'all stay tuned for that because the story, oh, man, it'll blow your mind with this horse, man, and the things that they that he was able to do. This horse, man, I don't want to get it too much up because then you'd be like, okay, well, I got to tune into the gay talk. So, but, man, most definitely, y'all stay tuned for that, man. That's coming up in the cave talk. But we also got some back to business topics, man, that we will be talking about, man. But on the cave talk, we get real deep, and it's 100K. You dig? It's 100K, man. So with that declaration, man, in 1972, beautiful Jim Key, you know what I mean? We got that coming up. But real quick, Femo, while we on, I do got a topic, though, that I want to throw out there, man, that, you know, it ain't giving up too much. But a lot of people do forget, and, you know, a lot of people only talk about Black history during Black History Month. You know what I mean? You know, they only talk about history during History Month and that type stuff. You know what I mean? And for me, it's like you see it all the time. You know what I mean? And then they come and they act like you know what I mean? Like, yeah, man, we about this. You know what I'm saying? And it just be like, well, if you really about that, you know what I mean? Ears don't close. You know what I mean? Ears don't close. So with that being said, how is it that only time you really care to do something about Black history is when it's on Martin Luther King Day, Black History Month, something like that. Other than that, folks don't be wanting to talk about it, man. You know what I mean? Or even issues. You know, not saying everybody. There's a lot of people out there who do talk about it. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of people who don't. And that right there is how our history and some of the things that have happened in the past will not be passed down from generation to generation. You see what I'm saying? Because if we're not telling our own, if we're not telling our own people or even trying to share it or even caring about it, then how we expect, you know what I mean, the next generation to come along and care about it and pick it up. You know what I mean? So just real quick, man, I got a couple of Black cowboys, man, who helped shape the American West. Some of them people have heard about and mentioned before. Some of them they haven't, man. You know what I mean? So first one, John Ware, who, you know, Ware was born into slavery in South Carolina, and he moved to Texas after the Civil War. He learned all the skills needed to become a cowboy, and he worked on cattle drives from Texas all the way up to Canada. And he even helped boost the ranching industry in Alberta. Not only did he have his own ranch, but he also wowed crowds by performing in the Calgary Stampede. It's been rumored that he was never thrown from a horse. He went on to become one of the most respected men on the Canadian frontier. All right, that's John Ware. Y'all go check him out. Bass Reeves. And special thing about Bass Reeves, man, is, you know, I'm actually related to Bass Reeves, man. So big cool thing about Bass Reeves. But I've been telling people this for years, you know what I mean? But Reeves was not only a lawman, but he was the first Black deputy marshal west of the Mississippi throughout Arkansas and Oklahoma territory. He apprehended over 3,000 criminals. He was born into slavery in Arkansas and gained his freedom during the Civil War. He was first recruited as a deputy due to his familiarity with the Indian territory and ability to speak multiple Indian languages. He became one of the most valued deputies in the Indian territory during his 32-year career. Big shout out to the big OG of the family right there, man, Bass Reeves. And they also made movies about him as well, man. And it's a pretty good movie. Have you seen it, Femo?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they got the Hell on the Border. They got a few more, man, that's based off of Bass Reeves, man, his life. And I'm going to give you one more, man. Nat Love. Nat Love, that's right, man. Nat Love was a former slave who went on to become one of the most prominent black men of the West. Love grew up in Tennessee where he learned how to read, discovered that he really had a gift with horses. He traveled to Dodge City when he was a teenager and found cowboy work on cattle drives. He became a crack shot out on the trail and earned his original nickname, Red River Dick. Red River Dick, that was what they called him, man. He had a Red River Dick, that's what they called him. He later found himself in Deadwood, where he won a rodeo competition, which earned him a new nickname, right? So they already gave him Red River Dick. But his new nickname, they gave him Deadwood Dick. So they killed a dick, man. So a Deadwood Dick. First it was Red River Dick. Then it's Deadwood Dick. I don't know which one was. I don't know how you go from Red River Dick to Deadwood Dick, but hey, man, that's what they gave.
I'm pretty sure he was messing around with some bad.
he had a river that was red, and then it
just stopped working.
Yeah, straight up, man, straight up. So that's just a few black cowboys, man, that in history, man, a lot of coming up, man, and just even as an adult, too, man, they don't really talk about, you don't really see certain things. We are going to get into the beautiful Jim Key, you dig, but we're going to do that on the Cave Talk, so you make sure you tune in. I'm going to bring Petty Murphy on, man, and get his thoughts. Petty Murphy, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still on here. Red River Dick and Deadwood Dick. So what is this, the Maury Povey show? What the fuck? what is this, a damn Deadwood Dick? What is that what do they call that shit? Erectile dysfunction? Is that what they call it? Deadwood Dick? Okay, I mean, damn!
My
God! Damn!
This is my thing. Why is it the emphasis? And his name was Nat Love. So where did the Red River Dick? He had to be slanging dick all up and down the Red River.
Hey, this is why they had the Red River Robbery between Texas and Oklahoma. That's why. He did motherfuckers going down from Oklahoma all the way down to Texas and hitting bitches up and down. So there it is. The Red River Robbery. Thanks to Red River Dick and Nat Love. There it is. Red River Dick. Came from Red River Dick. Goddamn.
To the discussion, man. Bands up, Rick, man. What's popping with your bands up, Rick?
Oh, shit, Famo.
What's the word?
What's going on with COVID-19?
Man, not much. What's going on? Shit, you got the best head. Why else is fucking with a mask on COVID-19?
Yeah, COVID-19, 20 and 21. That's what's going on.
Yeah,
man. But that was that about that horse, man. I've been listening, and plus, you know, man, what we talked about. That's amazing, bro. You feel me? That's something else.
Yeah. Don't tell them about that one though yet.
Nah, I ain't gonna talk too much about none of that.
Yeah. but it's crazy how that history out there and be swept under the rug.
Yeah, that's real, bro. That's some real stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's just something else to go to show you, like, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff that us as, you know, a minority African Americans and whatnot, bro, like they took credit or they tried to hide from like history, bro, and the curriculum in school. Like, they taught us a lot of different things, man, but it was not what we learned, you know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's real. A lot of things they didn't teach us. Teddy Murphy, man, we got you online with Ben Gilbert and Mr. YL Dallas, and I want to ask a question. Can we get both of these fine, upstanding citizens of the law, can we get them on the Teddy Murphy Project, man?
Definitely, definitely, fellas. You know, all I need is your downloadable audio. Send it to the Teddy Murphy Project at gmail.com. I'm actually doing a Sunday groove tomorrow. So I welcome, you know, you listen to the Sunday groove. The Mr. listen to the Sunday groove. Night Train the Brand listen to the Sunday groove. You know, I'm mixing in that old school R&B, the old school rap, that new school, you know, underground. And, you know, y'all support me. I support y'all. So, you know, send me y'all tracks. I'm going to play y'all shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Because I'm following your ass on Spotify. So I get notifications when Teddy Murphy Project drops some shit.
Man, I'm finna chase your ass, too.
Oh yeah!
Check this out, man. I got a little thing, man. Now, y'all know what everything going on in the world, man. It's a lot of crazy stuff. It's a lot of good stuff too, but it's a lot of crazy stuff, man. But all, you know what I mean? Just to be straight up and real, man. Everybody got to keep their eyes open, man. And racism hasn't really went anywhere. You did. And it's a lot of people out there that want to see you fall. It's a lot of people out there that would rather see you on the bottom than to see you even climbing and get to the top. So it's hard out there for everybody, man. But each one of these men that's on the phone here, man, all have fought and overcame a lot of obstacles in their life while pursuing the things they love to do, man. So big shout out to all of them, man, because they all about that work, man. Now, bro, hands up, Rick, man. What's been popping, man, with the Big Chief Dispensary, man? What's good, man? Let us know.
Man, honestly, bro, everything been real good. You know, we had, you know, if y'all familiar with Oklahoma, Dell City, Oklahoma, which is basically Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 219 South Sooner Road is our first location. That was June 8th, 2019. You know what I'm saying? We opened that one October 31st, 2020, 3600 West Broadway, Muskogee, Oklahoma. And we just got our third location that's set to open in October in Shakota, Oklahoma. You feel me? So everything been good, man. God willing, man. Everything keep going up. You know what I'm saying? But we've been we just been trying to, you know, keep applying that pressure, man. Keep it's medical, so you know, keep being, you know, professional about the situation. You know what I mean? And just going against all competition, man, and trying to keep elevating. You know?
Yeah,
straight up. Just
that's
like
real,
that, man. And but to see that happen, man, bro, you know, we talk about this all the time, man, from being from the soil, man, and, you know what I mean, being from a time where this wasn't possible and that lane wasn't open, man, what have you seen from you being in, you know what I mean, all the way full force, what have you seen as far as in doors opening for people that was not there before they allowed this?
I'm gonna keep it 100. Like, you know, nigga, I'm gonna say this because you know, we come from the streets with it, right? You know, everybody know about it. We come from the streets with it. Right. What I'm saying now is it's our politics, taxes, and you know, paying what they want. Because at the end of the day, they didn't want it to happen. But then when they seen the money accumulated that's being able to be made. They was all for it because, you know, at the end of the day, we got to pay taxes. We got to do this and we got to do that or your business is not going to stay afloat. At the end of the day, you know, it's a good thing. It's cool to not be on the illegal side of it, but you just got to really be smart about it if you really want to stay afloat and play at these people game. You know what I mean? And by when I say these people, I don't mean by a minority or anything like that at all. I'm just saying by these people's game, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's like serious, you know what I mean? Like, so to anybody out there, you know, I'm a music artist, but I'm a business owner. So anybody out there that's listening, like, when you get into the dispensary or grow or whatever, you have to stay on top of your paperwork, stay on top of your business, stay on top of your taxes, stay on top of all that, because even though you're legal, they will still try to take it from you, because no matter how much money they making, your one spot, they will try to destroy it because they don't care about it. Like, if you're not putting out what they know they should get, they ain't really, you know what I mean? They ain't really for you, man. So, I mean, it's cool. It's working. Everything's working out. You know, God willing, like I say, we're going to keep pushing. But, like, we got to stay on top of the business. Business first. Everything else is second. Second, third, and fourth. You know what I'm saying? Business, you got to handle first. And, bro, you know that first and foremost. Feel me?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I mean? Like, hell, you know how I move just from you. You know, hell, I don't be having time for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just
from this one,
you know what I'm saying? So I don't be having time for nothing, man, just trying to make sure everything's straight, man. So, yeah, but other than that, man, shout out Big Chief, man. Y'all in Oklahoma City, Dell City area, Muskogee, man, Big Chief. That's B-I-G-C-H-E-E-F. Look us up on Weed Maps. I'm going to shout that out. Y'all look us up, man. And we got concerts coming up. Just book 42 Doug in Oklahoma City, man. August 21st, 42 Doug. Number 7 from HSM, Mo3 label coming. You know what I'm saying? So we got big things coming, you know what I mean? And I'm going to squeeze my music in there later on down the line. But we ain't going to talk about it. Bands Up Rick, I'm going to drop that name, you know what I mean? YL Dallas, me and him got something coming up. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing.
Straight like that.
Hey, funny you mentioned that show, though. Because, you know, I got a flyer from Pop and Go on that. That's just some local shit for the Oklahomans that's listening. Looking for a flyer for that show. Go to Pop and Go.
Yeah, real shit. I'll come to Big Chief and get
tickets. Yep. You say, where can they get their tickets at, babe, Muskogee, bro?
You get tickets right now at the Criterion Event Center. .com, you know what I mean? Or at both locations right now, Big Chief. We got tickets on sale, you know what I'm saying? General admission right now. We will have VIP next week, you know what I mean? And yes, all the flyers is around the city, man. We got posters up everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and we just trying to sell that motherfucker out, man, and keep pushing, you know? I mean, really, the sky's the limit, man. Like, it's been a minute since I've been able to jump on here, big bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, to everybody that's listening, man, you know, like, man, look, like, we just got to keep pushing, man, you know. No matter how it get, how hard it get, man, whatever we pushing through, man, we got to keep going, you know.
That's real.
It ain't no end to it, man, you know. It ain't no end to it. There's no limit, you know what I mean? Ain't no sky's the limit, bro. That's a myth. That's a myth, man. You feel me? Like you keep going, man, to make everything happen, man. Anything is possible, bro. Anything is possible. Whoever thought selling drugs was gonna be legal?
The government. They're the only ones selling drugs and getting away with it.
Yeah, I mean they still doing that. You heard me? They still doing that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I remember the first day we went to New York City. I was shaking like a motherfucker.
Trump got away with it.
Yeah,
you see
what happened on January
6th? Yeah, he's still selling dope.
Would you
say something? I didn't catch that.
What'd
you say,
Bezos Rick? I said Trump did it. You see what happened January 6th? Right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't see what happened?
Bezos Rick had said something, but I couldn't catch what he said. What'd you say, Bezos Rick?
I say Trump's still selling. He's still selling dope. Shit.
Oh. Feeling that dope.
You know that
feeling
nigga
that
crazy. He got voted out that White House and he didn't even want to move out. You feel me? That nigga crazy as hell.
He's just like a nigga that gets a 30-day eviction notice. Ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna stay here till they put me out. They gotta call the cops and put me out.
He
had somewhere to go. He just was like, fuck what y'all talking about.
Fuck what y'all talking about. I'm staying right here. He was trying to live rent-free. That's what the fuck he was trying to do. Live rent-free.
Yeah.
That little orange dude was crazy.
Like he got all this. He got all this. Hey, hey, I just gotta say this, man. With all this shit that he's done, Trump's a nigga. All right, he got all his homeboys arrested. They all went to jail. They snitched on him. Nothing happened to him. They tried to impeach him twice. So he's the white O.J. Simpson. He got off twice.
But you know what though, man? I ain't gonna lie, man. And we gonna play a couple songs and we gonna come right back. But I'm gonna be 100K, man. I'm gonna put everybody up. We gonna get into some of this bands of Rick too, man. But we gonna come right back to the discussion, man. But if you look at Trump, man, yeah, you know it's a lot of bad sides to Trump. You know what I mean? And it's always more to one side to the story that, you know, they put out there. But, man, Trump did do some, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so he brought something different to the presidency seat that a lot of other presidents didn't. You know what I mean? Whether it was right or wrong or whatever, though. But he ruffled all they feathers. You know what I mean? And for me, I don't rock with none of them anyway. I don't give a damn who they put in the seat. I ain't going to rock with them. I don't even rock with the post office people. And I got family who was post office people that I don't even rock with them. I used to not even like going paying my electric bill at the place because I don't rock with them, man. It's something about them government jobs. My mama worked for the government long, and I didn't even like going to the VA just step in there, but that's just me. I got to think about it. But, hey, man, he did something that a lot of them wouldn't do, man. He ruffled a lot of feathers. You know what I mean? He had a lot of people on edge in that realm, talking about all the people in that political realm. He caused a lot of confusion for him, man. It was nuts. It was bananas. It was like a TV show. And for that, man, you know what I mean? I give him a hand clap, man. Because he, you know, anything to ruffle all they feathers, man, I'm all for it. So we're going to get back to the discussion right after this, man. Let's get into this Bands Up Rick. If that No Limits song, baby.
I'm a California nigga, but Oklahoma raised me. I know about the game, I was born in the 80s. True crack, baby, shout out to my people. I'm trying to get them bands up and keep it all legal. I ride with protection, cause I don't know how you feel. Cause you be on that other when you drink and you pop pills. Do it by my lonely, I stand by myself too. Soldier rag on me like New Orleans, say what's up, fool. Yeah, man, you know what's happening when you see me. It really ain't no limit to this hustle I've been preaching. Trying to keep my head right from battling them demons. I gotta get my bread tight, Hellcat or demon.
Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day.
No Limit Soldier, I told you I'm about them commas. No Limit Soldier, I told you I'm about that drama.
Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day.
No Limit Soldier, I told you I'm about them commas. No Limit Soldier, I fold you, I'm about that drama. Used to want a old school, then I said a Benz truck. Then that Rafe door swung open like, man, what's up? Now my eyes on it, so I know that bag green. When you chasing dollars, you know what that bag mean. Crucial conversation when we talk about them commas. I'm really on my own, so I don't focus on no drama. I be on my lonely in my city that never sleeps. Shout out to Doobie and Cash Money, hope y'all send for me. I just wanna make it, put my city on the top. Put my state on my back, now y'all know how I rock. I just wanna make it, put my city on the top. Put my state on my back, now y'all know how I rock.
Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day.
No Limit Soldier, I told you I'm about them commas. No Limit Soldier, I fold you, I'm about that drama.
Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day.
No Limit Soldier, I told you I'm about them commas. No Limit Soldier, I fold you, I'm about that drama.
I could be all that he gave me and more, and lady, I can show you what
it is that I have in store.
Okay.
I try to keep you back from a world that hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I try to make you smile when we go on a day.
Yeah.
But put it down in the bedroom, bitch. And then just I'll show you, my nigga.
All right.
Don't laugh at it.
No, I'm high, nigga. All so right. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
Say, baby, I can be all that he can be and more.
What's up?
And lady, I can show you what it is I have in store. Try and keep you back from a world of hate and try to make you smile when we on a date. You know I put it down on the bedroom TV. We can ride out
like, I pull up looking so good, baby, you can't deny. That a player lay wood, yeah. I know you got a man and all, but you know we go together like headaches and Tylenol. Yeah, you know I ball, and I crawl real low on them low pros. Don't bring your clothes. 10 seconds in the room, and they coming off. Bathwater with the candles lit, your body so soft. Rub the soap on your back, then I wash it off. You're telling me lose my pants, so take them off. I stimulate your mind, body, and so we can sweat and make love while I grind real slow. I put it down, you say your man won't spend time, man. Plus you like it when I'm in, how I slow grind. Lock your legs round my back so we can get it on. But we ain't got long, cause I gotta get you home.
Hey, baby, I can be all that he can be and more.
L-O-V-B, that's what it's called when you with me. But please no hickey,
no hickey.
Whipped cream when I'm feeling good.
When I'm feeling
you say
good.
My sex is like a dope boy's car. How I work the wood. Say, la mama,
yeah.
I'm trying to be there for
there
you
for
you need me, I'll be right there. Cause I care for you.
For you.
With your sexy little frame and your pretty eyes, I got a Jones in my bones. Say I can't lie. And I'm like, what I'm supposed to do now? Cause my feelings got involved. It's like my mind's on pause. You ain't got no flaw, but your man don't understand. I'm your number one fan, Mr. Undercover Man.
Hey, baby,
say, la mama,
I can be all that he can be and more.
What's up?
And lately,
I just had to give y'all a little taste, man. That's that classic right there, man. Let me bring Benzo Rico, man. Benzo Rick, man. Man, tell me, man, about that track right there, man. Tell me about that song, man.
Man, hey, look, that was, first of all, I'm going to say R.I.P. Big Freaky, man.
Man, definitely.
You know, Robert Perkins, man, you feel me?
Straight
that song
up,
came
man.
About, man, on 7th Street in Muskogee, man. Shout out Ron Wallace. We recorded that at his studio, man, when I first moved back to Oklahoma. Man, that track, I don't know, bro. It was like when I came down here when I first moved back, man, I got straight to work in the studio, man, when I got off tour. You know me, you feel me, when I was down there with Nelly and all them.
Right.
I got straight to work, you know, when I came back to Oklahoma. That song, I was just with many, you know, with many more, like with Sinister, Grant. That was just something I got in there. You know, that was actually one I had wrote the hook. You know what I mean? But I'm not a singer.
Yeah.
You know, I be trying to sing, but I'm just not. You know, my finger be going up there, but my notes don't, if you dig what I'm saying. You feel me? So,
yeah, man.
But that was something I pitched to the homie Big Freaky, man. May he rest in peace. And that song came apart. I mean, you know, that was, you know, when I went by Lil Rick. But, yeah, man, that was just something. You know, that
right.
Part of my catalog, man, that stretches with a lot of them, you feel me?
Yeah, classic, man, classic. And that's what I be telling people, your catalog of his, man, is thick, man, and it's strong, you dig? And you know, I know you don't be tripping on certain things, you know what I mean? You know me, you know, I be on helmet sometimes, but I just feel like, you know what I mean, sometimes, man, they overlook some of the people that really by hard work and the work that's been proven, the work that's been done, you know what I mean? They overlook some of the people, the man, that then stood in that gap and knocked doors down. You did? Because I tell people for a lot, and I say this publicly, you know me, bro. You held Muskogee down for a lot of years, man, when it wasn't no really nobody else really holding it down.
I mean, it just is what it is. We just being real, you know what I'm saying? And for years, man, you had it down. You kept putting projects out. You kept putting work out, videos, you know what I mean? You stayed doing that. You brought the city out together, you know what I mean? You brought them, you know what I mean, on Columbus Block, you know what I mean? Had a great video shoot on that, different locations and all that, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, I know each generation is different. You dig, and they get on what they get on, man. But you actually put in that grind and put in that work to really be able to say that you put the city on the map in your time with your work.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of people look for it.
I mean, it all, you know, putting, you know, the thing is, man, like, I you know, with the humblest heart, but you already know me, like, I mean, I accept all that, man, but, you know, Muskogee's full of talent, bro. You know what I'm saying? Muskogee's full of talent, like, from sports, you know, to music, to upcoming doctors, I mean, lawyers, like, whatever. You know what I mean? It just...
Real.
People gotta, you know what I mean, recognize and realize their talent, man, and life in general. Like, it don't stop. It don't stop here.
Right.
Because of the violence or whatever you see or whatever you succumb, whatever, you know what I mean? It don't stop. You just gotta keep pushing, you know what I mean? So for me to, yeah, all right, bro. For me to be able to, like, even hold that, like, you know what I mean? As far as it on my back or however, like, I take it, you know what I'm saying? I take it, but I'm going to keep pushing, you know. Without the recognition from some people, it don't matter. Like, I don't go searching for, like, hey, you ain't, you know, just because you're doing this now, you should say this to me because I'm the one who did. I don't, you know what I mean? I still support.
Mm-hmm.
I support everybody, you feel me? But I support everybody in my own way, you know what I'm saying? I sit back, I observe, you know what I mean? I see how people moving. If I like how they moving, if I can give pointers on anything, I'ma say, hey, you should do this way. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be moving with that crowd like that. Don't show up to a show like this. Don't do this. Don't go record 23 songs and try to drop albums all year when people gonna tell you they only like number 1 and number 18 on your CD. Quit wasting your money. You get what I'm saying? Like, put out a power single, push that single for like 3 or 4 months. Then drop another one, you know what I mean? Put a visual to it, like, it's a whole blueprint to really just, I had to learn it, but I ain't going to, like, just keep, you know what I mean? If I see something and I want to correct it myself, like, in somebody that I know that I can see something in, I'm going to try to guide them in the right direction, you know what I'm saying? Because no disrespect to nobody, but what I see in myself, everybody not going to see. And I accepted that. But somebody else, what I see in somebody else, everybody's not going to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that constructive criticism goes a long way. You got to take it. You got to take it in stride. It'll break you or it'll make you. You know what I'm saying? So I live by this firmly and strongly, bro. Everybody can't go. That saying alone is stuck in my head. Everybody can't go. That may mean you make it, but you can't take everybody with you. Or that may mean you ain't fit to be that person to go. Accept another path. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, I learned that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Muskogee, shout out Muskogee, man. You know, even though I'm originally from San Francisco, California, the 415, Muskogee is my home, man. I'm an open home person, you feel me? Originally from California, for those of y'all who listen who don't know, but I'm Muskogee, man. Bro, you know, 1033 South C, bro, from the bikes, from all that. You know, with the BB guns, they used to shoot me. I'm going to tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? You used to shoot me with them BB guns, all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we used to shoot at each other, man. We used to shoot at each other, though.
Yeah, it was real. You used to give me, if y'all listening, he used to give me the raggedest BB gun. That mug, it only shoot like 3 feet, and he used to pump his up like 100 times, man. That mug felt like a missile was hitting me, you feel me? But, like, just, you know, Muskogee, man, and everything, bro, like, you know, it's hella talent here, man. I just want the light to be shined on it, man, and for people to get the right recognition they need, you feel me? Like,
that's real.
Me, it ain't no quitting to me. Music is in my blood. Feel me? Regardless if I'm running business right now and I'm still pushing on these businesses, I go hit the studio at home tomorrow and make another song and push it and put it out. Like I say, people say, hey, you just a local artist. Like, right, when they hear it or whatever, because, you know, they see me. And but you know, bro, me and you know. And then, like, just
right,
chart
right.
stats and, like, my demographic stretches to states and country. So you can't call me local. You feel me? But I don't trip on that. I don't have time to argue with people who don't understand that when I got downloads from everywhere. You feel me? So I'm not tripping on that. You know, I've done a lot of stuff. I've done a lot of stuff in this music industry. And like I told you, and we know together, we've already done what we set out and talked about when we was younger. We've already accomplished that.
And that's really
the music, the car, whatever, we've already set out and we've already accomplished that, bro. Just putting it all into perspective right now and making it make sense for the next generation and those to follow. You feel me?
What I be talking about when I be saying, like, you can look at your own people. I always say, man, everybody look at famous stars, which I ain't knocking at nothing because they can be inspirational and motivational too. So, you know what I mean? No knock to them and nothing, what I'm saying. But you can look at people you know, your own people you know, who, yeah, they might not be what you think is living on a perfect side, but if you watch them, you can see them overcoming certain battles and obstacles in their life, or especially if you knew them. That's why it boggles my mind how we don't support people that we've been knowing forever versus people we never knew. You seen these people struggle through whatever it was, or if they got caught cheating and they lost their relationships and they were down, they was walking around, it don't matter. Or one day he used to be a smoker and then he got his life together, it don't matter. Or he used to fight and do all this crazy stuff and then he started trying to do something better. Yeah, you know that, so you know that's what's real. You know that's what's real. But for the next generation and what we be saying, because I got to say, it is a lot of talent, man. It's a lot of younger cats and other younger people, man, that got some fire, got some heat, man. And you got to keep pushing. If you set out your goals or something that you want to do, like you said, man, no matter what, you want to be able to be like, well, I hit that goal, I did that. And a lot of things that we said we wanted to do as kids, like Bo was saying, we did that. We did some of the things that we said we wanted to do. Of course we want to do them on bigger levels and things like that, but we have done that. So you can't take – that's why I said don't give up. Don't give up. Keep fighting, because if you can sit back with yourself and be like, man, I feel good that, you know, that's one – bam, I can check that off the list. Boom, that's something I wanted to do, and I worked hard. Whatever I had to do, I made that happen. Then that is going to build a stronger you and a better you as well, because that's going to make you happy feeling accomplished in yourself. And a lot of cats, man, that's what they need, man. A lot of cats, you know, man, it ain't just the streets that can give you that self-gratification or that feeling like you worthy or that feeling like you worth something more. The streets ain't the only place where you can get that. You can get that from different avenues, whether it be jobs, entertainment, or whatever it is, but especially with what we talk about in this context with the music and entertainment, acting or skits or podcast, whatever it is that you're doing, you can get that. You'll get people like Bro said, his demographic stretch all across the world, and it's been proven, and Bro been doing that for a long time. You feel me? So you can get people, you can find that. You can find that if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for that recognition, that love or that support, or somebody to tell you that, hey, man, you doing a good job, or hey, young lady, you doing a good job, keep pushing. It's people out there. You just might not be surrounding yourself where you can hear those type of people. See, that's what I had to learn too, bro.
Yeah.
I put myself in a lot of situations where when you know, you're getting situations where you just need to hear something from somebody, just tell you, hey, man, keep pushing, keep doing your thing. Yeah, we had people in our life that we did go to the telethon, but we talking about it sometimes in our dark times and certain things like that, man. You feel me? And certain people that was around me just wasn't really right for me to get my head right. And, bro, you know, man, I used to pop up at your house sometimes 6 o'clock in the morning before you even get up, but just through a whole period of years. And it took me a long time to really finally put certain things down, but that's because I wanted to. That's because I didn't. There were certain things like that, man. I wanted to be within myself, and that goes the same with doing anything, business, music, entertainment, whatever. Even if you cutting yards, doing what you do, you know what I mean? You got to stay on it, man, and see it to the top. And I know I'm going to scrap. I don't care if I fall 100 times, I'm going to scratch back 101. You dig?
Yeah, facts, though. I know that.
Straight
shit,
like that.
I know that.
Well, man, YL, we still got you on here, Femo?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, this is a record, I got to say, right now, man, because y'all know we on exclusive. So shouts out to everybody that's still on the phone line, man. We appreciate y'all. But it is 10:36, and we still got YL Dallas on the phone lines, man.
Man,
on the phone lines.
Hey, you got me on.
I'm fighting.
Hey, we got Benz of Rick on. And Petty Murphy on. Let me click Petty Murphy on. Let me just tell, man, I know y'all want to say
yeah.
Out, man. So, Petty Murphy, man, I'm going to let you go ahead, man. We get shouts out, man, before we get up on
it. First things first, I want to say, you know, all glory to the Most High, because with all of this, it wouldn't be possible. But I want to say shout out to y'all, the Famo Nation, Benz Up Rick. Big shout out to Nick Gibbs. Nick Gibbs basically allowed me to make this that announcement tonight. You know, I'm ready to come back to the 316. And, you know, by me talking with Tone Cruz, talking to ICT Boy, Flick Drake, King J, Richie Beezy, putting the movement back together. I want to say a big shout out also to Miss Ebony Archer and Jeff Baylock, because Danielle DeAnda is about to sign with Music Evolve Records for her music and songwriting. So she's going to be working with them. So that 15-year journey that she's been on is over. She's getting a deal, and she's getting the opportunity to get that beautiful voice out to the world and the opportunities to perform in front of the world. So I hate to say it, but DJ You Know Who, you suck. I got the job done. End of discussion.
I want to say something, Petty, because I want to correct you on one thing. The journey ain't over. Her shit is just beginning.
Oh, it's just beginning, and that's what I told her. It's just beginning. You know, like you said, with your you know, hustle and grind, I've seen the midst of hustle and grind. I've been doing this. Like a lot of people know, I've been in this entertainment game 30 years. Started off in music. Now I've gotten to comedy. Look what I have done so far. The Mist didn't see it day one when we met at the Spotlight 2. Tim and Black and Miles seen it. And they seen my growth. And my growth has kept going and kept going. I've been kicked, knocked down, you know, but I got back up and I kept fighting. And I stand up for what I believe in. I did what I had to do last night. If you haven't listened to the Petty Murphy Project last night and Paradise Main Event, which did drop about 4 hours ago before I came on here, I stood up for a cause, and I basically told the world I don't stand for people who advocate domestic violence and human trafficking. Homeboy was going to be on that media panel next week. Well, when I told them, since they didn't want me on there and said I was being petty by basically telling the world with the evidence and everything like that too, basically when I said the Me Too movement's coming, yeah, they called Jiggy Jaguar, and they were like, he's going to bring the Me Too, but he's going to ruin the event. I talked to Jiggy. Jiggy got all the information, and actually Jiggy threw Homeboy underneath the bus. But like I told the Mister, we're going to talk about that later. But he basically pulled out of the event.
Right.
And because he's a convicted human trafficker.
We'll say that for another show. Yeah, we'll say that for another show. We can't give it out there. Yeah, but we got to get on to these shouts out, man, so we can get ready to close it up, man. So anybody else want
God,
to
God has, Yeah, God has put all of us in a great position, y'all. So, you know, number one, like I said, shout out to you, the Mister, YL, Night Train the Brand, Miss Jack, Benz Up Rick, Stefan the Phenom. Like I said, when I see him in Chicago, I'm going to slap him inside his head. He owes me some Harold. But most importantly, y'all, you know, we're all a team, and we're FAMO. And that's how it is. You know, it's not family. It's not bro. It's FAMO. And we all work together. And also, too,
Big shout to Louisville Phil. He's always hit me up every 3 weeks. And big shout to Louisville Phil, because Louisville Phil has been following Petty Murphy and everything else. He fucks with Petty Murphy, so shout to them. And really big shout to Danielle DeAnda, because, you know, and on the real.
And
know,
I think I hit them in Louisville Phil through Banzo Rick. Am I right, Rick?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I believe that's when I started seeing stuff about him. I think it was with through Banzo Rick, man. So it just show you, man, the pipeline right there. But I know Banzo, man, I know you busy, man. So let me go ahead and let you get your shouts out, man, or whatever you want to say before we get out of here. And then while you're, I got you some more.
Well, shit. I'm gonna keep it brief and short. It's a pleasure to be on here, you feel me? It's been a minute. It's been a while. I'm glad to be back on air with you, bro. I'm proud of you. You feel me? It's about me. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everything. Let's keep the movement going, man. Let's keep it popping, everything. Let's keep it positive. You know what I'm saying? And then it's about us. It's about the future, period. Dick.
Straight like that, man. Straight like that. I dig it. I figured I definitely got to get you on, bro, some of these topics, man, because
I'm
good point.
Just a short night for me. I'll talk about anything. You heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that. I'll talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up, man. So just before you go, man, tell them where they need to look you up at.
No music on the way. Whoever tuning in, I got a hell of music on the way, hell of music videos. You know what I'm saying? All that, man. So y'all make sure, man. Find me on Instagram, Bands Up Rick, BANDZUPRICK. Snapchat, Bands Up Rick. Goddamn Facebook, Bands Up Rick. That's what it's Z. You tell me everything. Just follow me. Look for all new music, new everything. Got a couple of movie auditions coming up. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga trying to take over the world real quick, man. I ain't gonna lie about it. But with a humble heart, you feel me? Like I say, but it ain't about me, man. It's about my bro, this whole show, Chop on the Radio, man. Y'all make sure and tune in. Share this with your people, man, and everybody get a platform. Let's talk about something that makes sense. And let's keep pushing, man, as a unit, man. You know what I mean? Everybody help everybody, man. That's what it is, man.
That's real, man.
Famo, before Bands Up Rick leaves. Hey, Famo, Bands Up Rick. Send me your music to the Petty Murphy Project at gmail.com. I'm playing your shit on the Sunday Groove tomorrow. So y'all need to check that out exclusively on Spotify tomorrow.
Okay, will do, yeah. Will do, bro. I'm gonna get the link from bro, and I got you tomorrow, man. I really appreciate that, bro.
I feel you, man, already. Love. That goes for me. I
will tell you what you need to do, man. We're going to let YL get his shots out. What you really need to book Ben's Little Rick on one of them comedy shows, man. I'll push it to the side, man, while y'all playing. Put bro up there. Give bro the mic, man. Let bro get him, you know, take care of whatever he needs. Let Drake Rick stand up. You know your own thing. I'm telling you, put him on one of them comedy shows. He going to do his thing.
Yeah,
I
can't do stand-up real quick, man. Hey, look, man, look. You think wilding out something, man. You just give me a topic, man. I get up there and do it. That ain't nothing, bro. I ain't afraid of shit. Excuse my language, bro. But we'll talk about it. We're gonna link in, Petty Murphy, for real.
It's straight up. YL, man, go ahead and let you get your shots out, man, before we get up out of here.
Well, first off, I would say about time I finally got on the damn show when Rick was here. But on the real note, just all bullshit aside and away from the music, just personal life, I want to shout out fucking Porter Muskogee, motherfucking Oakley Terminal, them niggas, but I ain't going to call them niggas because, you know, but them brothers, they really looked out for me once me and my wife moved down here, you know what I mean? That's the first job I got out here, and they treat you better than, you know, just another motherfucker at the job. So I just want to shout them out real quick because they the reason I'm able to do what I'm doing.
Man, big shout out to them. And what's their name again? Drop that again, Femo Form.
Oakley Terminal, the Port of Muskogee.
Oakley Terminal, the Port of Muskogee. much love and appreciate them for treating their employees right. And they might, man, a lot of places might need to pay attention to what they doing, man, and it can help with their employee situation. Because, you know, I know, Famo, I know, you know what I mean, your story and what you went through in the relocation process, you know what I mean? And I know how you felt since, you know what I mean, that opportunity that came to you, you know what I mean? You know, we traveled up, fishing trips, that type of stuff all the time. So big shouts out to them, man. That's positive things you like to hear.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people be talking about their jobs, but that's a positive thing that you like to hear, man. So big shouts out to them for creating that type of environment, man, for a person like you to feel that way.
Oh, yeah. They help it to where I get the BYL comfortably, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I'm the type of guy, you can't be fucking rapper when home ain't good.
That's
you know what I mean? I can't go buy chains if my home ain't good. I can't go do videos if my home ain't good. They making sure
uh-huh.
I'm good. So
big shout out to
them. Like Rick said, we taking over.
That's it. Man, I'm going to give my shout out, man. Shout out to everybody that tune in. Shout out to everybody that's out there supporting people that's trying to make moves and people that's trying to do something, man. Y'all already know it's the Mr. Man. I salute the bands of Rick. Salute Petty Murphy, Femo YL. You already know how it is, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the Nation Project, man. It's dropping. We got a couple songs in rotation right now. One song in rotation on a different platform, but y'all can look for that link. Upcoming Cave Talk, man. We're going to tell you, man. Beautiful Jim Key, the history behind that. We're going to get into the Black Cowboys, man. And we're going to also get into the Gary Declaration, man, that went down in 1972. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that because we are more than just music right here on Top on the Radio, man. So until next time, man, appreciate you. If you missed the show or any other one to replay, all you got to do is hit the link, man, on social media, and you can replay any of the shows at any time, man. So appreciate y'all, man, your time. Till next time, man, y'all stay safe.